My name's Rachel. I'm full Navajo and I'm from Arizona. And I grew up in a single parent home where at a young age, as a little girl, earliest memories I remember, my own mom was grab a handful of my hair and drag me across the room and tell me, "You'll never be nothing. You are nothing. I wish you would die. You were born for nothing." And as I grew up, I started getting into violence. I started fighting. I started doing drugs. I started dealing. And soon enough, it got into a gang in Arizona where it was just violence. I used to steal from people's houses. And I'm going to share a little bit with you about something that's difficult to share. You see, we grew up in a single parent home. My mom brought home this guy, and it was her boyfriend. I was like, finally, I have a father in my life, someone who I can look up to, someone who can protect me. But at the age of 16, I was sexually abused by him at the age of 16. And that day, all I wanted to do was die. And I felt all that shame, I felt all that anger, the bitterness, the hatred, the pain that wouldn't go away. I went into my room. And by this time, I always heard about Jesus, I always heard about God. And I hated him so much that I grabbed every Bible in my house and I would burn it. Because that's how much hate I had for God or Jesus. I went into my house and the room way in the back, and I held a loaded gun to my head. And I said, "I don't know why I'm here. I don't have a purpose. I have so much hurt." And in return, I would go and beat people. I would go and steal. I would go and lie to people and do different things. You see, I'm carrying this backpack full of rocks of the things that I went through. And when I accepted Jesus, I held that loaded gun to my head. And I said, "Jesus, I don't know who you are. I've tried so many things, different things, relationships, stealing, money." And it brought a bigger backpack upon me. But that day when I asked Jesus into my life for the first time, I didn't have to wear this bag of rocks with me anymore because he took it from me. Jesus has the power to change the drug addicted, the alcohol addicted, the rape victims, the gang leaders, and people who have been hurt by white people taking our land. Jesus took that to the cross and died for it so that you don't have to carry it anymore.